My name's Jeff Penfield from 88.5 FM. We've got a couple of great guys up here. It's Brett Denon, and he's also joined by his producer, another guy we've actually had in studio, I think, in the fall, Dan Wilson. We'll start out with Brett here, who's also got some shows coming up, by the way. He's going to be at the Belly Up on March 24th and 25th, and then he's going to come back to town, opening for Jason Mraz at the Five Point Amphitheater on September 14th and Santa Barbara Bowl on September 15th. So lots of shows, lots of chances to see more Brett. For the most part, this EP is very, very positive. And it seemed like you were going into it where you wanted to really bring people together. What inspired your writing when you did come down and were writing songs?
Conversations. I don't know. I don't know if there was anything directly that would inspire. I just knew that I wanted to do something that felt outward and was showcasing my more exuberant side.
I think we did that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Too. But really, yeah.
It's funny, you know, it's funny.
Go ahead, yeah.
You
know more than I do.
I know all about you, Brett. No, I was just going to say, that Brett and I were having a conversation yesterday. We were talking about bands and writers and music that we like and which ones don't put any bummers into the lyrics. And I was just saying, like, I feel like Oasis, there was never any bummers in the lyrics.
Bummers,
it's really
there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, that would be an interesting thing to try to do, is just to not put any, like, sad things in.
Actually,
the lyrics.
I might have even proclaimed it.
You proclaimed it as a
working principle. I might do that from here on out.
But it sounds like you think that we did it on the whole record already. So we did it. It's done.
You absolutely did.
So I can be sad now?
Yeah, yeah.
Mad. Maybe angry?
Mad, really
well, that's
mad,
why
yeah.
you did too. You have your happy record, your happy EP, and then your sad EP. So who knows where we're letting.
See the mean.
So mad at that happy guy on the other EP.
But let's not, is what the next one's going to be called.
No, say we did.
Time for coffee or conversation. Get the feeling I stay too long. Suspicious eyes at the subway station. Bye bye, I'm already gone. Bye bye, I'm already gone. I went down to Tallahassee. Pink flamingos on the lawn. Girls were rough and the boys were nasty. Bye bye, I'm already gone. Bye bye, I'm already gone. So pay the rent, don't leave no evidence. I'm history, I can't get free. Already gone, already gone.
Come on,
already gone, already gone. Ended up in Okeechobee, got in shape and grew my hair long. Made some friends singing karaoke. Bye bye, I'm already gone. Bye bye, I'm already gone. So pay the rent, don't leave no evidence. I'm history, I can't get free. Already gone.
Dan, how did you get involved? How did you start talking with Brett about some of these songs and
I'll take this.
Okay,
so he's been blowing me off for 5 years. Finally, I chipped away at him. I had to move into the vacant house next door and squat in it and keep the lights off.
I would wake up in the morning, I'd see Brett squatting next door.
I had to keep the lights off at night. But I pirated his his internet signal so but I could watch Netflix.
I would see your eyes glowing in the dark. We met, I've been a fan for a long time of Brett's music, and we met like 4 years ago. We went out for a drink, and I'm not a night owl. I'm a very early morning kind of family dude, and anyway, we met for a drink, and we hung out for a long time, and it was really cool, and we got to the point where the night was, for me, quite over, and I was very tired and a little loopy, and Brett goes, "So where's the studio? Let's go write a song now." And I was done. I was so done for the day, but I liked that you said that very much.
Well, you let go of your inhibitions. You know, that's when you just let it out. You're like, I'm whatever. Let's just put it on paper or put it in. Let's record it. Let's get in front of a microphone.
Yeah, we just had to do it 3 hours earlier in the day.
Well, then I got home and there was like spinach in my teeth, and I was like, I blew it. I had spinach in my teeth the whole time, and he doesn't like me.
It's all over.
And the fly was down and had armpit stains.
I didn't mind the fly. It was the spinach.
He liked that my fly was down. But the spinach, he's more of a kale guy.
Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't so much the fact it was it was the what type of leaf it was. Yeah. It wasn't so much. Okay.
Totally.
Already Gone is the first song that we heard about, or that we have. And I think you said that it was about making a decision. So... but it almost seemed like it was almost a forced decision where you're like, I have to make this decision. I can't just wait around. I can't just let it fester. I have to make a decision right now. What went into making that song?
I don't know. I just did it.
You just did it?
Yeah. It was just an exercise in simplicity and, feeling good and trying to get out of your head and into your body and stop mulling and start moving.
Just staying still. Just keep it, you know. Mm-hmm. Just keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Don't let something get in the way. Just keep on rolling along.
Exactly.
And then Let's is quite literally a party song where you're telling people to go out and party.
Well, so Let's came from a conversation where I was just sitting in the living room with this handsome Dan here. And he said, what kind of song should we write? And I said, I want to write a song that, you know, there's songs that are like the party songs or the bangers, but then there's songs that are like, they get the party started. That, like at the wedding, you know, you drop the needle on one song that people slowly trickle to the dance floor with, and then by the end of the song, everybody's there, and then they play like, "I know you wanna leave me," and that's because everybody's already there.
Right.
So we wanted to get to make a "Let's Get the Party Started" song.
Sweethearts in the heartland, pure and plain like the voice of Judy Garland. It took a year of selling bicycles to buy tickets for the festival that Jenny gave Jill before she moved away. And there's a whole lot of people out there who never get love. Best friends talk about things they do and the songs they want to slow dance to as they drove on through the Embu haze of Crane. Jenny says, I don't ever want to forget how lucky I feel to be in the same place you and I. For everything you do, there is a first time, and you never forget the first time, the first time. Don't forget to be here before you move on, 'cause you never forget the first time, the first time. Again, down in the field of fellow pilgrims, in the tent city of Mother Nature's children, there were hippie kids and bro-bras, sorority girls on their shoulders, every other bands and shows, but never this one. And Jenny says, I don't ever want to forget how lucky I feel to be in the same place in the same. For everything you do, there is a first time, and you never forget the first time, the first time. Don't forget to be here before you move on, 'cause you never forget the first time, the first time, the very first time. This is our time, this is our life. Everything you do, there is a first time, and you never forget the first time, the first time. Don't forget to be here before you move on, 'cause you never forget the first time.
Dan, what was your favorite part about working on the CP with Brett?
I hate to confess that it was mostly the hanging out. Yeah. I mean, but it's fun to jam too.
We laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Well, but how long were you guys working on it? Was it like a lot? Was it a long period of time? Was it something that was fairly quick?
What would sound best if I?
It's totally up to you.
We did the whole thing in a day.
Cut it live in
it's
a few
amazing.
Minutes.
Yeah. One take done.
Yeah. And then we hung out for a long time.
This is the first of two APs that you are releasing. Any hints on what's coming up next with the second one, or are you kind of keeping that secret until the time is right?
Are we keeping it a secret? We have to make it.
Oh, okay. So it's one of those things where you did the first one. It's like there's another one coming, but yeah. we know.
We got
yet.
A bunch of jams.
We've got a bunch of stuff coming down the. Pipe. Pike
either.
I think you
pile.
Can swing. You can all either go pike or pipe, yeah, and people will
both.
Not mock
I think
you.
It's both.
It's cool.
When I was a child, I was a champion, daydreamer, stuck on an endless trail down an endless well. I lose myself. Words on a page weren't loud enough. I drowned them out. ever disappear? Would it last a year? Once in a while I feel a part of something. One thing is everything. I feel a good vibration. I didn't know I was aching to feel a good vibration. And the sky is painted blue, painted blue. Ooh. Ooh. 17 ages on a camping trip. A night like this, not quite so dark, and the stars reflected off the lake. It's wide awake. I swam to the middle of a constellation. Thought about sinking. Would the ripples on the mirror make it to the shore? Once in a while, I feel a part of something. One thing is everything. I feel a good vibration. I didn't know I was aching to feel a good vibration. And the sky is painted blue. She drops her back by the door and throws her arms around me, and I know I'll be okay. She said it sure feels good to be needed by the city, but I love the natural places. I feel a good vibration. I didn't know I was aching to feel a good vibration, and the sky is painted blue, painted blue, painted blue.
Thank you.